So hello, welcome to the Public Code and Digital Public Goods DevRoom. My name is Elena Finley-Drecht. I'm here with the Foundation for Public Code. This is my colleague.
Hello everyone, nice to meet you. I'm Amreen Taneja, the Standards Manager at Digital Public Goods Alliance. And there I manage, lead and promote the Digital Public Goods Standard. So very excited for this DevRoom today.
And I'm Jan Einerle. I'm also at the Foundation for Public Code, and I'll talk later.
Cool. And I'm going to, so in case you're, in case there's any confusion about what we're doing here and who we are, this is a DevRoom dedicated to everyone developing public code. That is open source code that implements public policy used for the public good and by public organizations like governments, public administrations, and state corporations. Digital public goods, DPGs, are open source software, open standards, open data, open AI systems, and open content collections that help meet the sustainable development goals. So we have a couple of housekeeping notes. Most importantly, the FOSDEM Code of Conduct applies here, so please be respectful in this space. Oh, sorry, this way.
This way.
On this side of the... Okay, cool. Secondly, even more, okay? All right. We have a window open for ventilation. That's to make the space a bit more comfortable. If people would like more than one window open, we can. I'm happy to hop on that. We're going to leave the window open all day in any case. And that moves us to the third housekeeping point, which is that if you have any questions, if anything comes up today, talk to Jan, Amreen, or me. And that's it. So on to Amreen.
Thank you so much. I'll just take a moment and set this up. Okay. So, I think... Moving on. So I've already introduced myself. So first of all, I'd like to warmly welcome you all to this DevRoom today. First things first, I'd like to share with you a bit about the Digital Public Goods Alliance for those of you who are new to this organization and concept. So we are a multi-stakeholder initiative which was launched in 2019, and our mission is to accelerate the attainment of sustainable development goals by facilitating the discovery, the development, and the use of digital public goods, which are essentially all open source solutions. So I'll share about this as we move forward, but I'd like to kick off this conversation by introducing you to the Digital Public Goods Standard. Right. So just to give you a little bit of context of where this concept and this definition came from, so the DPG definition was actually laid out by the UN Secretary General, and there are five kinds of open source digital solutions that are recognized or can be certified as DPGs. So these are open source software, open data, open content, open standards, and open AI models. So we have a set of nine indicators, right, that make up the standard, and I'll share a bit about each of them with you today. So the first one is SDG relevance, right? So this is a very broad topic. So essentially any application that wants to do good for the society in some form or the other will come under one or the other SDG, right? So what we expect from you here is... First of all, to establish a clear contribution to either one or more SDG, and also explain how your application will be seeking to do that and achieve that. And then also we have an SDG tracker tool, which I'll be sharing in the presentation as we move forward. The second indicator is open licensing, right? So the DPG standard has a set of specific licenses that we accept. And all licenses, supposing that are, you know, they're approved by OSI, are there for software. We have Creative Commons licenses for open content. And then we have various other licenses for AI systems as well as data. So because there's paucity of time, I'll not get into too much detail right now, but I'd love for you to have this conversation with me later on. I'll move on to the third indicator for now, that is clear ownership. So that essentially what we mean by this is the DPG status needs to be renewed every year, right? So you have to send out an application everywhere every year, and you know, your application needs to be up to date with the standard that we have created. So we need to know who the owner of this application is And it could be either a person or an organization. Both are acceptable. And what you have to provide to us is a proof of ownership, which is anyway a legal requirement, you know, for the application. Now, fourth indicator talks about platform independence, right? So this is a tricky one, right? And the goal here is for vendor lock-in to be avoided. And we prefer for everything to be open source. But let's say you have a proprietary component within, you know, within your application. So when you apply for a DPG, what you have to do is provide an alternative open source, you know, component to this and explain how it should be implemented, and the condition being that it should be relatively easily implementable, right? That solution should be easily implementable for anybody who has enough technical knowledge about this. So we, in fact, have external, you know, facilitators and experts for this particular indicator. We have them with us today as well. So, Ivan, that's for you. So if you have any questions around this indicator, please feel free to contact him. Now coming to indicator number five, that is documentation. So this is fairly straightforward, right? So it basically means that you need to have all your documentation in place. So this can be in the form of a repository or, you know, on your website or in the form of some Git book. And it should essentially have enough detail, you know, that someone with enough technical knowledge should be able to deploy the solution by themselves. That is the requirement that we have. Now, moving on to indicator number six. So that basically talks about mechanism for extracting data, right? So if your project collects any sort of non-PII data, then it should be possible to access it through non-proprietary formats. That is the condition that we have. And now coming to indicator number seven. So this is adherence to privacy and applicable laws. In fact, I have some news around this indicator, which I'll be sharing with you later on. So essentially what this means is that your application, it should be compliant with you know, any of the privacy laws that are there in the jurisdiction where the application has been created or where you intend to operate. So if it's Europe, it'll be GDPR or anywhere else. You have to provide proof of compliance, of course, and that can be through, you know, providing us a terms of use or a privacy policy. And of course, these things are held on a case-to-case basis. So, you know, you'll be speaking to our reviewers around this. And once you satisfy the conditions, then we move forward. Now coming to indicator number eight. So this is adherence to standards and best practices. So essentially, any standards and best practices that apply to the industry where your solution belongs, you have to adhere to them and you have to provide some proof of adherence as well to us. And lastly, coming to indicator number nine. So this is do no harm by design. So do no harm by design essentially means that we, you know, we say design because we don't look at the implications that will be there, you know, down the line somewhere, which are completely out of your control, right? So we look at how the digital solution is being used, or rather how it's being built and not how it's being used. So that is what we kind of focus on. Now moving on to the next slide. So this is about how do you become a DPG. So this is a three-step procedure, right? So first stage is nomination. So nomination essentially means that you can either nominate yourself or a third party can nominate you. And the second stage after this is technical review. Of course, this is a very, very rigorous process. We have level one and level two reviewers who go through, you know, your application. And if you